We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brad Biggs from the Chicago Tribune, contributor, of course, on The Score, our sister station in Chicago as well. Brad, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. What's going on today, fellas?
Brad, by the way, is the 85 Bears the best football team you've ever seen?
Well, I mean, I was 13 years old in seventh grade in Northern Virginia at the time. I think the best defense of all time, right? Anywhere near the best offense. They had a great rushing attack. You know what team, and I'll be dead serious with you, a team that is not often talked about, but really is in the mix for best of all time, is that 91 Redskins team in Washington. That if you go look at that team, they steamrolled people that season. They really did. If you look at some of the stuff that Football Outsiders puts out,
right,
in terms of the analytics for how powerful some of these teams were, that 91 Washington team is right up there.
No doubt. Great team. Two great teams. Brad, let's talk about the current Chicago Bears, who are still looking for a quarterback since Jim McMahon, although he didn't have that great a career outside of 85 and a couple other years. Justin Fields, the fans are now hoping he is the guy. He gets his first start. What are you expecting from him this week?
Yeah, that's the great mystery, right? I think there's going to be elements of the game Sunday that are exciting for Bears fans. I think there are going to be probably a few elements of the game where you want to cover your eyes because he's a rookie making his first NFL start, and he's going to be prone to the pitfalls that all young quarterbacks encounter in the National Football League. This Browns defense, which, unless I've gotten bad information, has maybe underwhelmed the people in Cleveland a little bit through 2 weeks.
Definitely true.
Super short, small sample size, but a lot of new starters in place. This defense is going to be able to do some stuff that he's never seen before, that they haven't put on tape yet this season, that he did not see when he was at Ohio State. So how he reacts to that, how he handles that, how his teammates perform around him, I don't know. I would imagine Buckeyes fans might have a better possible idea of what it's going to look like than, people who saw Fields play on a national stage a couple times a year for Ohio State. But the combination of his arm talent with his ability to move, to get to the edge of the pocket, to extend plays, it has the Bears very excited about the future. They weren't necessarily planning to get to Fields in week three, but you never know what's going to happen or what is going to happen. And especially at the quarterback position with the Bears, it's always a bit of a mystery.
When it comes to Fields, now that they had a week to prepare for this game and put an actual game plan in for him, do you think that they go back to some of the stuff he did in college well and some of the RPO stuff that obviously probably was not in play for Andy Dalton?
Yeah, I would imagine there's going to be heavy RPO. I talked to Todd Haley, former Browns offensive coordinator, head coach in Kansas City. He was a wide receivers coach for the Bears a long time ago when I first started covering this team. you know, and I talked to him about the process of preparing that rookie quarterback to start. And he said, well, you know, one of the things you do is you throw on the college tape and you watch it and you say, okay, what four or five plays do you really like? And the quarterback picks out four or five plays. And then you go through the plays, you know, okay, what's your read here? What are you seeing? Why do you like the play? And then you determine at that point, okay, can this play translate from, say, Oklahoma with a Baker Mayfield to Cleveland, or Ohio State with a Justin Fields to Chicago to the NFL? You can't take every play in a college playbook and make it work in the National Football League. But I think you start with that. You work on some of the stuff that he showed comfort with during training camp, during preseason, and you try to build off of it a little bit with guiding it with what you're expecting the Browns to potentially show on Sunday.
We're talking with Brad Biggs, Chicago Tribune. Brad, we're excited to see Odell Beckham Jr. on the field for the Browns for the first time in almost a year. How concerned, if at all? I mean, if it was up to the Bears, you know, Landry not playing, Odell playing, who do you think the Bears would rather see out there of those two if it could only be one?
I don't know who they would rather see. I think there's pros and cons to both. Odell's a guy that can take the top off the defense, right? So he can go 80 yards on any play. As I understand it, and I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on the Browns, he's never really had chemistry with Baker when he has been out there, while Jarvis Landry has been sort of the quarterback's comfort blanket, that reliable, move-the-chains, possession-type receiver. There's value in both of those guys. Maybe you fear the guy who can take the top off the defense a little bit more, but I would imagine the Bears are going to be happy every time it's third and medium to third and 10 to 12 that Landry's not available, because he'd probably be the number one target on most of the progressions for Baker, I would imagine.
Brad, we had Olin Krutz on with us yesterday.
Oh, and the best.
He was awesome. And I asked him about the defense because I mentioned this earlier. I said, everybody seems to think the Bears defense is good. I look at it from afar and I say, I think they're just average. He said, yeah, they play great against bad teams and they play lousy against good teams. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, yeah, I mean, last year they really regressed in the second half of the season. They played, you know, that defense played really well against the Buccaneers a year ago. That was in week five for Tampa. So I think Brady and Bruce Arians were still probably kind of figuring things out, but you got to give the Bears credit for playing particularly well against Tom Brady, right? The defense played good football the first half of last season. The second half was a different story. They played poorly, and when they did have good efforts near the end of the season, it was against some awful teams: Houston, Jacksonville, Detroit. Those three opponents late in the season come to mind. They did not play well against the Rams in week one, but, and I hate to do this because you really can't, but that Rams game was a 20-point blowout basically on the basis of three plays where they had blown coverage. You take those three out, which you can't, but they did relatively well against Matthew Stafford and those guys. Bears played really well last week on defense against a Cincinnati team that the interior of that offensive line is awful. I mean, the Bengals are bad up front, guys. You guys probably know that, and we'll see up close twice this season. So, you know, how they're going to stack up against a Cleveland team that can really run the ball, and Baker's been super efficient, super accurate thus far this season. I think it's going to be a good test for them. They're going to need to, if the Bears are going to have success, they're going to have to put Baker in second and long and third and uncomfortable, right? You know, you let sure. Baker get to second and two or a third and one, and the Bears are going to be back on their heels.
We're talking with Brad Biggs, Chicago Tribune. also a contributor on the score in Chicago. Brad, on the offense, Allen Robinson, David Montgomery, obviously the two biggest stars who have performed pretty well so far, and I think are both kind of underrated because the Bears' offense has been bad for the most part. What should we expect watching them this week?
Well, Robinson really hasn't got going yet, guys. And, yeah. And like I said about that Browns defense, we're talking about a very small sample size. I don't think you can make any sweeping conclusions after 2 weeks. But Robinson's a guy who has been a 100-yard catch guy playing with some quarterbacks that, you know, a lot of guys are more blessed to have talented quarterbacks to play with. You know, I mean, look at who he's played with primarily in his career. It's Blake Bortles and then Mitch Trubisky. So Allen needs to get going. Montgomery had a really nice game in the opener against the Rams. They probably left some yardage on the field. In terms of running the ball last week against the Bengals, one guy to keep an eye out for, I think, for people watching the game is Darnell Mooney. That's the wide receiver opposite Allen Robinson. He set a club record for receptions by a rookie wide receiver a year ago with about 61, 62, and he's got elite speed. So if they go max protection with a play fake, Mooney's going to be the guy they're looking to hit deep. He hasn't gotten going yet really either, but they're expecting big things for him. Back in March, talking to Matt Nagy, he compared Darnell Mooney to potentially a DeSean Jackson or a Tyreek Hill. Now, those are pretty big comparisons right there. I don't know that Darnell's going to get there anytime soon, but he is very talented, and people who follow AFC clubs might not know a lot about him yet after just 1 year.
Brad, what are the fans' expectations for this team and thoughts on the season? Are they high on the Bears this year?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. I think most of them are united in just hoping that Justin Fields shows progress in year one, that you get to the end of the season and you feel like, hey, this could be a special quarterback starting in year two. Mm-hmm. You know, look at what Justin Herbert accomplished a year ago in Los Angeles for the Chargers. You know, if that happens, I don't think Bears fans are going to care if it's a 7-10 season, right? You know, if they go 6-11, but it's clearly arrow up with Justin Fields, I think Bears fans are going to feel pretty good. How does ownership treat it with the GM and the coach? You know, I don't know, but to me, by any measurement, at the end of the season, the first thing's got to be how's the future of the franchise look when, you know, their franchise quarterback is Sid Luckman, who his heyday was in the 1940s, guys. I mean, they made the move up to get Fields. They were fortunate he was there when they traded with the Giants to get into that 11 spot to get him. They swung and missed with Mitch Trubisky as the second overall pick back in 2017. They've got to get this quarterback position right, because until you get the quarterback position right, it's next to impossible to compete in the playoffs on an annual basis. It just, you don't see teams that don't have a quarterback playing in the mid-January year after year after year. It doesn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, the Bears, in a way, the way you talked about the season and the expectations, it's kind of, that's what we were thinking in 2018, you know, and the Bears had come off a better season last year than the Browns did before 2018. But when Baker became the starter in his rookie year, it wasn't really about how many games they won that year. It was about, do you believe, because like the Bears, the Browns had been waiting for a quarterback forever. And it's like, do you believe in that quarterback by the end of the year meant more than how many games they actually won?
No question. And absolutely. And the quarterbacks, generally speaking, when you got a quarterback starting as a rookie, this isn't always the case, but generally speaking, he's walking into a position where the team around him isn't very good, because he's probably been taken near the top of round one, and you don't get to pick near the top of round one unless it's a garbage roster. You know, look, you got Zach Wilson starting for the Jets right now. You got Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. I mean, those front offices have got major heavy lifting to do in the future. The Browns had been doing that heavy lifting for an awful long time before Baker arrived. The Bears are kind of trying to reload on the fly here, guys, after going 500, 8-8, and 8-8 after that big 2018 season. And that's hard to do. You know, a team that pulled that off not too long ago was the Saints. I want to say they had three consecutive 8-8 seasons or 7-9. They were right in that middle of the road, like no man's land under Sean Payton. And they had a historically good draft where they got Marshawn Lattimore. They got Ryan Ramczyk, the right tackle. They got like six players out of that draft. And when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback in place and a coach like Sean Payton, boom, you go from being 500 to being really good again. That's kind of a rare situation, though, with the Hall of Fame quarterback being in place. And then, I'm serious, guys, you go back over the last 25, 30 years in the NFL, I don't know that there's been a better draft class than the one that the Saints put together that year, a more impactful draft class right away. I'd say that definitely hasn't happened. New Orleans would win that competition. So what the Bears are trying to do, which is, you know, get back to competing after being in the middle of the pack, is really hard to do without taking a step back first. And if they're going to be able to pull it off, it's probably going to be because Justin Fields emerges pretty quickly for him.
Brad, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you for joining us. Enjoy the game this weekend.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.